What's happening? I am podcasting from a trail in Big Sur. I think it's called Buzzard's Roost Loop. It's closed off. But it's not. I mean, it's closed off if it's closed off to you, they said, because dangerous conditions. And I had a talk with two people before I jumped the fence and went over. And I'm like, I mean, if you're not trying to die, you're not gonna die. So you just jump the fence and start walking. And I kept going. And it was just me alone on the trail. You know how nice that shit is? Like right now, I'm alone on the trail. I mean, I know there's some people at the very top because they did the same thing. And when I got up to the top, there was a woman. And I straight up said, "So you broke the rules?" And she's like, "Didn't you?" And I was like, "But what are rules?" It's just refreshing to see her. It was this white lady. I don't know, I just wouldn't figure she would do that. But I get it, you're here. You came here. The fuck is a little cardboard sign that says, "Trail closed, dangerous conditions gonna stop you for?" It's not. This is gonna be a short podcast. I forgot to give a shout out to Javier and Amber for letting me crash the other night when I was in San Fran. I didn't even plan on the shit. I was going to sleep in my car. But they let me crash, so thank you. But what else we got to do? I don't know, man. It's like I've been on some hikes and I always rush. That's my fucking problem. I rush. I rush everything. I'm getting better with slowing down and just chilling. I don't like to sit still because there's shit to do. But right now, I don't even know if I should be doing this podcast, but it felt right, so I'm doing it. But I'm just chilling. It's like my art, I usually do it in one take, my drawing. But I've been doing shit, leaving it, coming back to it. And it's nice. Because you know, you can't rush that dope shit. Sometimes it comes out like that, and then other times it's like, it's time to put it down. Last night I was in an Irish pub in Monterey, and I realized driving the one, touristy as fuck. But it's like every town along it, of course, it has its tourist pit traps, but you just gotta have a seat. Sitting on a trail, you just gotta have a seat sometimes on the side of a trail. Now you just gotta escape where the tourist shit is. And then really see the city. I didn't drive around Monterey too much. I drove to a campsite, cooked some food, got rid of some firewood. It was $30 to fucking camp there. I'm like, I'm not paying $30 to camp here. I mean, national parks, I get it. It's like you pay your entrance fee and then it's like $6 to camp. But just at that park in Monterey, it was $30. I'm like, nah, man, I'll sleep in my car downtown. So that's what I did. Made some food, coffee. And then this morning when I woke up, I had to shit really bad. I'm like, oh, fuck. I was like, do I gotta bag the shit in? But no, I just like, well, this coffee shop is a 5-minute walk. In 5 minutes when you have to shit a walk, bro, that is some crazy shit. Walking 5 minutes while, like, each step, like, you know, you don't know what's about to come out your asshole. It's like, man, I'm about to fuck this shit up. And then I saw a porta john or porta potty, whatever you call it. I like Porta John. I heard this girl from up north and she had this accent. She's like, the Porta John. I'm like, yo, the way she says Porta John. But this Porta Potty, whatever, Porta John. And it was there. So I'm like, yo, I'm not about to make it to this coffee shop. So I open it up and it's brand fucking new. It's a brand new fucking Porta John. Porta John? Porta Potty. Just sitting right there. I looked inside. The chemicals had not nothing in it. The toilet paper was not even ripped. Like, it was just ripped. Like, the little thing is like, yo, you got fresh toilet paper. So I bare ass sat on that porta john and I took a fucking dump. I took a massive shit. Oh, bro. Man, it was nice. I was just like, I set my backpack down. I had nothing to worry about, man. It was like, it was nice. The first person to defile that fucking porta john. I kept it clean too. It was like, yo, somebody else, at least 10 more people. Depending who uses it after me, could go in there and just enjoy it. It's like, yo, this ain't that bad. I could see there's some fucking floaters down there, like float mixed with the sinkers. Like, this nigga obviously had soup ass that night. But yeah, Man, I'm starting to reconsider the celibacy shit because I want to fuck. I shouldn't. No, I'm not going to. I'm not that weak. But I definitely do want to touch some people. There's a few women I would like to put my hands on, you know, in a good way, if you know what I mean. Just to feel their hips. That's because, like, when in my art is like, I love the hips. Now, I remember there's this girl, like, this lady, I should say. She works at this bar in Oklahoma City. She has some of the nicest hips that I have seen. There's just something about her. I don't know. And, like, y'all niggas about to know about me. But it's like, whenever some women on that time of the month, it's like, I've gotten privy to knowing. So it's just like, I don't know if she was on. It's just... Because I've seen her before, I'm like, word, she looks nice. And then I've seen it that particular night, I'm like, the scent is in the air. And I just wanted, man, I was with somebody at the time. So I was like, yo, could I grab your hips? Because I wanted to draw. It was like, I just wanted to feel. Maybe that's crossing a line. I don't fucking, is it crossing a line? This is why I need to stay single. Is it? Single. This relationship is irritating. I've talked about it many a time. It's like, I can be with you. I'll love you until I no longer love you. But then again, I have that issue too. It's like, yo, it's interesting. It's very interesting how that is. And by interesting, I mean, I really don't want to dive into it. There's more thinking I need to do. But just be free, man. It's like, what is it? I've realized at times I can be a sucker for, like, it's just, I don't know. Each lady you fall in love with a little bit. It's like, I remember hearing, I hate to say, it's like, but what I think somebody said, Woody Allen said some shit. It's like, yeah, each lady I've loved, like, I loved them for that amount of time. I'm like, I fucking get it, bro. I understand it. And then some is just like muses. It's like, I don't know if I really want to get to know you. I may not like you. Or I may really love you. Who the fuck knows? Then some people you get to know is like, word, I don't want to know you anymore. Is that fucked up? Or maybe it's like, you know, let's take a break, go live lives and see what comes back around. Who knows? Is this supposed to be funny? I don't know. I'm just sitting on the side of this trail, hanging out. I have not done this. This is a first. I'm in Big Sur. I don't know what the elevation is, but it was nice. I was able to, like, the woman, she told me, hey, yeah, if you go through those bridges and shit and go down this dirt trail, you can see where they're repairing the bridge. So I whipped out the 35mm and took a photo of that because you're just not going to be able to see that shit again. You're not. Until another landslide happens and they got to do it again. But it is it's quite beautiful out here. You just gotta be in the moment, I suppose. Not I suppose, I know. It's like there's always shit to do, though. There's that fucking, and like, mapping out the brain. There's so much. Why do you want to map out the brain, though? I'm having this internal conversation out loud, and I'm recording it. That's all a podcast is, right? Isn't it? Oh, we gotta have a topic. What are we talking about today? Oh, we're gonna talk about how Jim Job. Huh. Who the fuck knows? So maybe when I was going up the trail, when I heard moving, it could have been that lady. Or it could have not been. Who knows? Who the fuck cares, man? Stop wondering about that shit. It's in the past. Living in the now. Oh shit, who did I say? I'm living in the now, nigga. I plan shit when I need to plan shit, but right now, oh yeah. I'm gonna talk about tomorrow. Festival all the time, because that's all. Yo, we got another music festival. Oh, music festival. There's so many fucking festivals. It's like, I get it. It's like bringing people together, but it's just, I don't know. I don't want to go to a whack festival tomorrow. It's a fiesta in Santa Barbara. I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know what it entails. I just know Santa Barbara, when I went first time, it seemed international. I'm like, oh shit, I'm probably in the touristy part of town, but we'll see. I'm gonna explore more. Maybe it just depends what time I get there, but I'm gonna be telling jokes at Mel's Lounge Comedy on Tap. It's an open mic, but They're going to let me do 15 minutes, I hope. They did last time. I wanted to do more last time. I mean, what's his name? I don't like dropping people's names. That shit is gross to me. But there was another comedian from L.A. His name was Frank Castillo. He did 15 after me that night, too. Man, he has some funny stuff. But then again, that's everybody. Because I know I'm not funny all the fucking time. It's like, that's what you do this shit for, to get better. Is this humility? I think so. I got a shit again. I should have kept moving. You sit down. See what happens when you sit down? It's like your fucking intestines start saying, yo, this nigga's chilling. He's getting time to relax. Relax the sphincter. I got some tights on under these pants, so that I do not need. I could shit in the woods. Wouldn't be the first time, and definitely not gonna be the last time. It's like my last camping experience in the Mojave was not the greatest. I could tell you that much. The fucking full moon fucked with me. I couldn't sleep. It was cold. Cold really doesn't bother me, but I couldn't cook my breakfast in the morning. This is all bitch shit, right? I'm bitching about nothing. And I let that experience be like, I don't know if I want to camp again, but nah, I was like, I want to camp. I want to fucking camp. It's like, it's a nice getaway from whatever. And now I'm reaching out to more people. And it was like, I just want to hit up some folks, some comedians. Like, yo, y'all niggas want to go camp? It's like, we can just go out there and shoot your shit and just kick it. Or I need to find a lady. I don't find a lady who just want to go on some random trips. It doesn't have to be one particular. It's like, yo, you want to go see shit? I can't promise you that we won't have sex, but I'm going to try not to. See, you see that? You see that? That right there, I was supposed to be celibate. I will not. Who the fuck knows, man? It's like, you can't. It's the future. The future. Tachyons are blocking. Blocking tachyons. What am I talking about, bro? I know when I get back to LA, I will hit a few more mics, but it's like, I'm it's quality, and quality and longevity, bro. Quality, yeah, you can hit something. If you really got something to work out, I get it, hit it, but I'd much rather like hit a few, let that shit simmer, you know, turn down the heat on the stove, like let it simmer. It's like, you got your oils in there, you got some tomatoes chopped up and shit, you got what else, you got your pepper, and you just let that shit simmer for a while, and then... And then it's like, oh shit, it's time to hit another mic. Some shit simmer, add another ingredient to that shit. And it's like, bam, all right, let it simmer a little bit more. And then it's like, oh shit, it's time to add some meat to this motherfucker. And like, on a lot of my shit, meat is about to be added. Because it's like, it's the process, and coming up with just the beginning is so much fun. But once you get beyond that beginning, nigga, that's a whole new world. It's interesting. That's uncharted territory, because I was like, I'm always like, okay, I'm done with that one, but I'm not. Yo, you know that this is going to change a lot of shit. Because I know there's a comedian named Andrew Ryan Fox. He has a story about LSD that he said he bumped up to 20 minutes. I'm like, nigga, word. And I've heard him talk about it for straight 10 minutes, like he did 10 minutes on it, 12 minutes on it. I'm like, word, that is a story. And like, I'm learning from that dude. It's like he told him in front of comedians at the garage mic. And of course, comedians aren't going to laugh that much, because it's fucking comedians. Everybody's in their head. But I was sitting there paying attention, just watching. I'm like, word, this dude is really, it's like, yo, this nigga put in the work, as I said. And I was like, respect, he's recording an album soon. And I'm like, nigga, yo, ups. What the fuck is ups? Is that big ups? Big ups, nigga. Oh, this is dope. It's dope as fuck. This shit smells nice. Stopped at a lighthouse on the one. Really didn't want to stop there. It was touristy as fuck, but it was nice. It's like driving up some of this coast. I was listening to some French music again. Her name is French Gal. France Gal. Yo, her music is nice. And like driving up the coast, I'm like, this shit don't feel like America. Like, some of it doesn't feel like America when you're looking at the coast. I'm like, word. Fucking mosquito got me. Nigga, I'm going to get the Zika. I'm going to get the Zika, the Ebola, I'm gonna get the. I need to get some omega-3s. Oh, yes, I do. I felt that one. Damn, all this sweat on wiped off my bug repellent. Oh shit, there are a lot of mosquitoes. I'm gonna have to put on my fucking hoodie. Well, how much time? I'm gonna walk and talk for a bit. I'd rather not do that because I like to pay attention to what. Oh. Note to self, do not chill on the trail. Damn, it's the first time I feel. Nah, this all I need is an ice bath now. Ice bath. Oh shit, there's a fucking cold ass ocean. I think I'm good. I just need to find an entry point to it. But I pulled over too. There was the first bridge I saw. I was like, I want to get this photo. So I went down and I climbed down as far as I could. The jeans I was wearing, they're a sturdy pair of jeans, I could tell you that, but it's not loose enough to let me maneuver the way I need to maneuver. So it was somewhat risky, but not risky. And I was in the Chucks I had. Those grips are pretty good. I need to get a Chuck-like boot. And I've seen them, like, they're made out of airplane tires, like rubber soles or some shit. I need to get that. I'm done talking about it. I'm going to get a pair. So, because they look comfy. I need a comfy boot. I have a hiking boot, but I don't like, they're comfy, but I don't like how clunky they are. I can't really do what I need to do in them. So, there's that. There is that. But what else is that? I think that's it. It's like, I'm gonna explore some more Big Sur. And then what? I'm fucking, I got like a 5-hour drive, 4-hour drive to Santa Barbara. May take longer, may take shorter. Depends on how many fucking times I stop to get photos. Speaking of which, I need to get more film. Out in some of these trees, you can see where a fire came through. A massive fire. This shit don't seem like it was that long ago. I don't know how quickly shit grows here. But these trees, man, resilient as fuck. You can learn lessons from anything, bro, and I'm learning. Always learning. Speaking of which, if you got any music, preferably more so, if you're from Oklahoma and you have any music, and I enjoyed your shit, like seeing you perform live and shit, like actually, because there's a lot of like local shows in Oklahoma, like those artists are hungry, even in San Antonio, bro. Those artists are hungry. Oh shit. What, El Paso, there's some dope music too. It's like almost everywhere I go. It's like I like the music open mics. There's these Hispanics, Latinas. There's a Latina, she was singing. She sounded like, it sounded very French. And this was a while ago. And like the dude was playing guitar and shit. It was beautiful. And then they did the cover of the song that I knew, but I didn't know where I heard the song. And I was like, word, I enjoyed the fuck out of that. Then I got up there and talked about my dick, of course. Because, you know, immature. Am I? I don't know. These trees look dope as fuck. This deserves a photo, but I'm not taking it. I'm not going to take it because I got to switch the lens. And then, no, I'm taking this photo, bro. Y'all get to witness the process.
Yeah. Lens switch. Or I could grab a different camera. Which one?
Word.
Fuck. ISO, aperture. Sometimes you gotta open this shit up. I never check it on the Nikon as I should. The film cameras, I do. It's funny how that is, I suppose, right? Pretty soon, I'm gonna be shooting strictly film. Strictly film? Strictly dickly film. I don't, that shit is just silly as fuck. Alright. It's not turning out how I want.
So, I think this is gonna be the end of this here podcast. Or is it? Who the fuck knows, bruh? Who the fuck knows, bruh? Let's see. What is everybody talking about nowadays? I did not see that John Jones fight, but I saw the highlights. It's like, who am I to say shit to a man, Daniel Cormier? I mean, I saw his face afterwards. I didn't even feel shit. It's like, I was like, word, man, you got in the ring. You got in the ring. How many people get in the ring? That's the question. How many people get in the ring and how many people sit on the side talk shit? Unless you're in the ring, maybe shut the fuck up. Hmm? I don't know. I got works to do, bro. There's a lot to learn, man. I want to learn how to shoot guns better. I want to go hunting. Because I'm not giving up eating meat. I don't think that's happening. I'll cut back. But yeah. Bruh. Well, I'm done.